Did your mother ever take this fruit and make it into a pie in a sort of a deep dish?
Oh yeah, everything. She's done everything. Why they used to we done everything was home at home. Everything was home cooking. We never done like we do now. We lived at home, you know. That's how people got by. If they had they'd all had to leave.
When you're peaches, what do you call the center of a peach?
Well, we used to call the peach seed or the core, or whatever. Like apple, the center is the core, and the peach seed is the center of a peach.
Do you have any cherries?
Oh, land, yeah, and I'll tell you, they're real cherries too.
Huh.
Oh, we just had them to waste. We had fruit to waste.
What did you call the center of your cherries?
They get on one side.
Well, they just call it peach. Had a little cherry seed in them.
Huh.
You know, I tell you, we had you could get them days. We could, if you sold peaches, the very best, you get 25 cents a bushel.
Oh my.
I told you something, 25 cents a bushel of peaches.
I paid a dollar for half a bushel of apples, and there were six of them. I didn't have worms in them.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'd sell them. Oh, peach, I wish you'd see them. We can't raise them nowadays like that. Mm-hmm. 25 cents a bushel of them fine peaches.
Wonder if it's a climate or what?
Well, it seemed like the earlier days, the land was new or something. It seemed like we could grow things them days. We don't do it nowadays. So. Mm-hmm. I think breaking the land up and raising so much wheat, it causes hotter weather, this wheat does. When you cut that wheat off, there's all that stubble.
Uh-huh.
We used to have more green stuff, you see. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. Uh-huh. Yeah, it makes a difference.
Oh, what would you call a peach where the meat sticks to the seed?
Well, we call them clings, cling peaches.
Uh-huh. How about one where the meat is not sticking?
Well, that would be maybe a big Alberta peach, or, you know, or something like that, you know. It's different makes of peaches, just like everything else.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything called a press peach?
Press peach? Well, I've had everything, but I don't know what time I'm here to that press peach.
I don't know if that's one where the meat sticks to the seed or what it does.
The clings where they stick to the seed.
Uh-huh. Any particular word for one where it doesn't, where it's loose?
Well, you take the biggest part of them and don't, you know, just a few of them where it sticks, you know. Well, we got the Alberta and so many different varieties of peaches. Mm-hmm. And we have the what they call the seedlings, and then we have the what they call the budded fruit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so many kinds.
What do you call food that you eat between meals?
Fruit?
Food that you might eat between meals.
Oh, there's a lot of kind.
Well, I mean, you don't eat a meal.
Just a lot, little knickknacks we call it, you know. Yeah, little knickknacks, you know, that's what we call it. Just a little, keep having knickknacks in between time.
Uh-huh. And then if you come in to do that, you're saying you're going to have a knickknack?
Yeah, have a little knickknack with me. Uh-huh. You know, I just say, come in and have a little knickknack with me. For dinner, you know.
Uh-huh. Boy, if a child gets a mouthful of food and you see he's just bolting it down, you say, take your time and...
Don't act a hog or don't choke yourself. Eat that slow, you know.
Yeah, take time and...
Yeah, take time, eat it right, don't choke yourself.
Did anybody make anything... Ever put cornmeal in water? Well, you told me about that.
Yeah, make mercy. Yeah, we ain't done that a lot.
What would you call hominy that's been dried and then ground?
Well, about all I could call it be ground hominy, dried ground hominy.
You ever had grits?
Huh? Yeah, she was in French, exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy, that's a big thing, grits.
Is that hominy?
More. Grits? Well, you wouldn't call grits hominy, would you?
Hominy grits.
Yeah, hominy grits? Uh-huh.